From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The State Department is preparing to release its largest batch yet of Hillary Clinton's emails from the private server she used during her time as Secretary of State. Republican accusations that Clinton attempted to sidestep government transparency rules are casting a shadow over the Democrats' presidential campaign. NPR's Mara Liasson says that's emerging in the polls.
The release of these emails from the State Department, the latest bunch of emails, coincides with a new poll in Iowa that shows Hillary Clinton slipping. She's now only 7 points ahead of Bernie Sanders, the senator from Vermont.
NPR's Mara Liasson. The man charged with killing a suburban Houston sheriff's deputy has been arraigned. Shannon Miles is charged with capital murder in the death of Harris County Sheriff's Deputy Darren Goforth, who District Attorney Devon Anderson says was ambushed at a gas station.
When deputies arrived, they found Deputy Goforth face down in the parking lot near his patrol car. He'd clearly been shot multiple times with a firearm. He was dead. When they arrived, they found 15 40 caliber Aguila shell casings scattered around the body.
Anderson did not address speculation that Goforth was targeted because he wore a law enforcement uniform. While holding firm to its stance against offering refuge to the latest wave of migrants fleeing poverty and conflict, Hungary is sending people onto Germany by train, but they have to pass through Austria, where authorities could turn them back. Here's Joanna Kakissis.
The main train station in Budapest is crowded and hot. Families from Syria, Iraq, and Afghanistan are camped out here waiting for train tickets to the promised land, Germany. Germany has promised Syrians it will not enforce a European Union law that says migrants must remain in the country where they arrive. Hungary is offering the trains as a way to reduce human smuggling after 71 people suffocated in a smuggler's truck abandoned on an Austrian highway.
Joanna Kakissis reporting. There could be a ruling as early as tomorrow on whether New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady's four-game suspension stands. NPR's Tom Goldman has this update on the case known as Deflategate.
U.S. District Judge Richard Berman wanted the two sides to resolve the case, but after today's hearing in a Manhattan courthouse, which Tom Brady and NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell both attended, Berman decided it wasn't going to happen. The judge was quoted as saying, "The parties tried quite hard. In some cases, a settlement doesn't happen. This is one of those cases." Brady was suspended in May for his alleged involvement in a scheme to deflate footballs in January's AFC Championship game. Brady denied involvement and appealed the four-game suspension. Goodell upheld it last month, and Brady took his fight to court. The defending Super Bowl champion Patriots open the season next week. Judge Berman reportedly will rule by this Friday. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
Before the close, the Dow is down 115 points at 16,528. This is NPR. Horror movie director Wes Craven has died. Craven created two of the genre's best-known franchises, Nightmare on Elm Street and Scream. NPR's Neda Ulaby reports Craven died Sunday night at his home in Los Angeles from brain cancer. He was 76 years old.
In the first Nightmare on Elm Street, Wes Craven introduced us to both the knife-fingered, scar-faced Freddy Krueger and a young Johnny Depp, with the former murder the latter memorably on a waterbed. Craven was an English professor who went on to direct porn films and mastered another genre where people's bodies are opened, the slasher. He directed some seriously creepy movies, The Hills Have Eyes, The Serpent and the Rainbow, and The People Under the Stairs. Then he turned around and parodied the genre, lovingly and knowingly, with Scream. That film gave us possibly the only horror movie icon influenced by an expressionist painting by Edvard Munch. Neda Ulaby, NPR News.
Fiat Chrysler is recalling more than 200,000 Jeep Cherokee SUVs. The company says there could be a problem with windshield wipers that suddenly stop working. The recall affects Cherokees from the 2014 model year. The majority of them are in the U.S. The company says it is not aware of any injuries or accidents connected to the possible defects. Bluebell ice cream's back on shelves. Retailers have resumed selling the product in the Houston and Austin, Texas areas 4 months after a listeria outbreak forced Bluebell creameries to pull its ice cream from stores. The company voluntarily recalled its products after they were linked to 10 listeria cases in 4 states. Including 3 deaths in Kansas. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.